children are invited and afford the children the message at this time. Come on up, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up. Who here knows what I brought with me this morning? It's a big book, that's true, but it's a particular kind of big book. What is it? Not a Bible. It's always a good guess in church. Never mind to say a Bible. It's not a Bible. Let's ask the adults, what do you guys think this is? It's a photo album. It's when you go to someone's house, you hope they don't pull one of these out. Right? But anyway, the reason I got this one here this morning is that in the gospel lesson, it tells us that Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. And this book is full of pictures of me and my family from over many, many years. Some of them, I had hair in, it's amazing. But let me ask this, who here knows what the phrase mother-in-law means? Have you ever heard that? Mother-in-law. So we know who mom is, right? Who's mom?
The girl.
She's a girl, yes, that's true. Your mom is your mother, she's, right? She's the mom that lives with you. Mother-in-law, anybody know what that means? Do you really? Mother, what is it?
It's like,
oh, you can't explain it. Okay, I don't know about that. It's not like your grandmother. Mother-in-law is the mother of, you guys are too young to know this yet, but the mother-in-law is the mother of your husband or wife. So when you get married, your mom is your mom, but your wife's or her husband's mom is your mother-in-law. This book actually has pictures of my mother-in-law in it because they're from when they live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's us out there to visit them. So there's many pictures of those things. Why did Jesus heal Peter's mother-in-law? Because she was sick. But also, this is why Jesus was telling us that family is important, right? Jesus had a lot of things to do and lots of places to be and sermons to preach. But he said, wait a minute, Peter's mother-in-law has said we should what? Heal her because it's important. So we have our families, but family is important. The Bible always says that. But the Bible also says all the folks out there are now part of your family because that's called the what? The family of God. Right? Jesus was one time teaching. He was teaching a bunch of people like this, and he looked at all the people and said, here is my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Have you ever heard that? So Jesus was saying your family is important, mom and dad, and grandma and grandpa, and mother-in-laws. Those are important folks, but family and God is important, all these brothers and sisters in Christ. All right? Jesus loves family, and he also loves this much bigger family as well. He's blessed us with both of those things. All right, thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots.